This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. Testing 1, 2. I'm up and running. How are you doing?
I'm up and running.
Yeah, don't use mine. Up and running.
I was gonna say up and sitting. It sounded stupid.
Welcome to
I'm off and moving.
We didn't bring you a podcast last week. We were in Moon Tower, but we taped 2 great podcasts.
Wait, that wasn't last week. I hate to break it to you. Moon Tower was the week before.
No.
Yeah, last week I shot all the episodes of that thing.
We didn't bring you a thing last week.
I was in the city all, if you remember, I went in on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, and I didn't get back till late.
Boy, Thursday. Time flies when you're not doing a podcast.
It's been a wonderful experience.
We did one the week of Moon Tower. We put one up before we left for Moon Tower. Oh, we didn't do one last week because Bonnie was in New York. I was going to do one by myself, but then I said, nah.
Just that was it? That was the whole conversation?
And I said, nah, and I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But in Moon Tower, we taped 2 extra shows. Hopefully, we sent them over and we're seeing if they can be filtered and, you know, toned down and edited, right? Not edited the material, the sound. We taped a live My Wife Hates Me podcast with Sean Patton, who was as funny.
Wonderful.
How funny was he? How funny was he?
I actually was a little bit worried about him being the marriage counselor because I wasn't sure, you know.
Why? He's on stage.
I understand that he's funny. I wasn't saying that. But I just mean, you know, he's never been married as far as I know.
Half of our marriage counselors haven't been married.
I know. And I get a little worried sometimes. And he took it both very seriously and not seriously at all.
He was so funny. He was so funny. We did it at the Velveeta Room, 6:00.
Great audience.
It was sold out.
And the audience was also like, they knew of us. You know, it's so much easier than being like, okay, here's this weird thing we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
Moon Tower is a pure comedy festival. So these are really comedy fans from all over the place that come there.
Right.
And.
That was tiring. I was exhausted because we left very early.
Wednesday morning at.
And then I had this writing deadline that I had to finish by Wednesday night. So I spent all day doing it. And then, Thursday morning, Friday morning, Thursday morning and Saturday morning, Raina would get and I would get up and we'd go. Raina was staying at a beautiful hotel, with beaches and pools, and we'd go there and
our hotel
out.
Was nice.
Our hotel was nice, but I mean, we had an indoor pool. And Thursday night,
Wednesday, when we got there, we didn't have a show Wednesday night. So I went over to Cap City with DeRosa because they were doing a podcast with Dudley and I don't remember the
radio. Are you okay? Do you need to take a break?
What's that? Why? What happened?
You're like,
I got burping.
On, just speak.
Burping. I was burping a little.
You're taking too long.
With the radio guys down there. So it was Bennington and DeRosa on the podcast, but I went down and I knew because of who I am, you know, they would put me on, which they did. And it was so much fun doing a live podcast with them.
Is that the best thing that happened?
No, but it was a good way to start off the week.
Right.
It was Wednesday night.
It was a really fun festival.
Yeah, it was a lot of shows.
Exhausting because we had like lots and lots of shows every night.
Like three a night.
Oh my God. And then I was doing stuff during the day to try to make it be a vacation for Raina. So we agreed in amongst all the other shows that we agreed to do, we agreed to go on stage with a band and a goddamn comedy jam, which is this phenomenal, thing that they do.
At all the festivals, a lot of them.
Yes. And it was...
Get closer to the mic.
I'm sorry. So we agreed to...
sing a song.
Yes, as a family.
Well, first it was going
to... Well, it was going to be me and you. They asked us if you and I wanted to do it. And I said, we can't sing. And we tried to get out of it. I said, we're really just terrible singers, you know. And Josh was like, it's fine, it's fine. And then finally, I proposed that we sing.
Well, first we were going to sing from Greece. What was the song from Greece?
I don't know.
Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
You're the one that I want.
Yeah, we were going to sing that. And this is how we were going to take tap dancing lessons. We had all the stuff ready to go. We took one tap dance lesson and never took another one. I almost bought tap shoes online.
We should. I still want to do it.
So do I. I love tap dancing.
The guy wants to give us more lessons.
No, I'll do it in Hillsborough. I'm not going all the way into New York.
New York, not for every time, yeah.
And so we ended up singing another song that Bonnie and Raina worked on. I didn't do any practice whatsoever, but
I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. I don't know why I thought that was going to be so funny.
It was.
It was so funny, actually. But so Raina and I came up with all these like
moves
and stuff. But the point being, the premise, R. Kelly shouldn't be canceled. It should be. His songs should be butchered and destroyed, so you never want to sing them again. So we sang very earnestly, but even though it was so bad. Thank God the band was there. They were so nice helping us along.
Well, I had my back turned while Bonnie and Raina started off, and then I turned around as the part came in, I Believe I Could Fly, and I went to the center of the stage like I was Robert Plant or Roger Daltrey. I was like fucking, rocking, man.
People, I didn't look at all to you or Raina.
My hands were up in the air, I believe, and everybody was singing. And I felt, and then back to you guys, I turned my back and then.
Well, I said to Raina, I kept saying, I forget what the first line is. What's the first line? So she kept telling me the first line.
That's why I didn't practice.
It was just like I got the two mixed up. So it's, I used to think that I could not go on was the first line I kept saying. And then when I got out there, I sang, see, I'm on the verge of breaking down. I sang the wrong line. And then I heard Raina going, Mom. And I was like, oh, I can't. I was in the pocket. So I was like, no. And then I turned and looked. She was like, Mom. And I was like, keep going. Somehow we got it back on track.
Yeah. And thank God I came in for the chorus part.
You were so loud. You didn't know I was loud.
Someone just said that and you go, oh, you didn't even.
You were loud. I could hear you. Yes. But it was fun. And okay. After the next night, I don't want to say what it is, but a female comic who's really nice came up to me and she was like, that she had watched the show. First of all, we didn't go on till well after midnight. And I was scared Raina was going to fall asleep, and I didn't have a show for like 2 hours. So we went to the pool at like 10 o'clock at night. You know, that was is that smart? How to keep your kid awake? Go to the pool. It's like, so then, Yeah, Raina was up very, very late singing R. Kelly songs in a...
And we were at the end of the song. It didn't work out because we were going to have this...
I'm glad that didn't happen. I was kind of against it.
Oh, we were going to have this black dude come and walk her off the stage.
It's just a little too... nodding a little too much to the horrors that be R. Kelly. So, but what the woman said to me, she goes, she said, I could tell you're a good mom because you were doing all the moves that Raina had obviously put together and stuff. I was like, you think I'm a good mom? I had Raina on stage after midnight singing R. Kelly in front of all these like
drunken.
Oh, people were like smoking weed in the bag and stuff. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But also the fact that she would think that I just let Raina put those hand gestures together. Those were as much my moves as hers. We came up with those together.
Well, you don't want her to take your credit.
I mean, she was like, she goes, you really committed to it. It's like, well, yeah, I wasn't committing to it for Raina. I was committing to it for the bit.
So we did that. And we,
but Raina,
I think
loved
everybody
it,
said,
by the way. She really had a good time doing that. That was worth it to her.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
What, yeah. Going all the way to Austin just to do that?
Well, she wanted to go to Austin. She had a good time. Otherwise, we went out to a lot of different, you know, we found a lot of different vegan restaurants and vegan barbecues and stuff that we did. And then, you know, the kayaking and the swimming and all that stuff.
I didn't do a lot of that.
You didn't do a lot of it?
No, I didn't do a lot of that.
So. A lot of it or...
I didn't do that much of that.
You didn't do that much or?
Nope, not that much.
Is it A-N-Y? You didn't do?
I took her one day. We went for a nice walk and we got lunch and stuff. We went out for lunch and.
Was I on that one?
I don't know. I had her eat a jalapeno pepper and I filmed it. I didn't have her. I said, do you want to eat a jalapeno and I'll film it?
I went and met Marina. That's right.
No, you probably took a nap.
No, I went and met Marina for lunch. Remember?
No, that was a Wednesday.
Okay, well, we don't need to figure it out.
Then we did, and besides all the stand-up shows, we did tons of stand-up shows. And then we did, on Saturday night, our show, Would You Bang 'Em?
Oh, that was really fun, too.
Packed, sold at 300 people there.
Was there 300?
At least 253. It was mobbed.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't see how far back that went?
I mean, I guess I can't. I don't sometimes.
Yeah, it was like 250 to 300. Well, whatever. The place was packed.
The judges were so good, and so were the performers.
And we brought, we've never done this before. We added something new to the show.
Well, because there were so many shows going on, Marilyn Ryskob, one of our judges, she's from the movie Night School, and she's from the TV series 24, and a very funny comedian. But she was running late, so instead of just leaving the chair empty, we got a woman from the audience.
I picked a girl from the audience that I was talking to already, and she was good. She was like,
well, that's what we kept her. We were just going to keep her up there until Mary Lynn got there. But then she was so funny. I thought,
keep her there. We kept her there the whole time.
Yeah, we added another chair for Mary Lynn. And all the judges were very funny and good.
Marina.
Who's that gay guy that was our judge? Tim Dillon was going to be our judge.
Yeah.
Right? One of our judges. And he had to go home or something. And so we got this local guy who was a very funny, I would say flamboyant gay guy. Gay guys are so funny. I don't understand why comedy is just not mobbed with gay guys. It's insane. They're even like, if you, I don't know, you meet a gay guy just even on a plane, you're like, oh, thank God a gay guy's sitting next to me. It's like, they're going to be funnier than regular people. They're just funnier than regular people.
I always go to sleep on a plane. I don't talk to anybody. I just go to bed.
I don't talk to anybody either, but I was trying to think of where you wouldn't want to talk to anyone and then...
Where you want a gay guy?
I mean, how do they do it? I don't know.
So we had them and we had Dana Gould, right?
Dana Gould was our first...
He's so funny, man.
He's so funny. He's been doing it a really long time. Yeah. He's just a
very
phenomenal
funny
writer.
Who are some of the comics? Dana Gould. I don't remember what's his name from the Comedy Jam.
Oh, Josh.
Josh went up.
What's his last name?
Comedy Jam.
Josh Comedy Jam. And great guy, very funny.
Oh, John Doerr.
John Doerr, hilarious.
Very funny. They were all funny. I don't know the other guy's name.
Well, we don't have to go through them all. This is silly.
Why is it silly?
Well, why would we go through each? Very good. Very wonderful. I mean, what are people getting out of it?
You said the judges' names.
No, I didn't. I just said Mary Lynn. That's the only one.
Carmen and Marina.
Carmen Lynch, Marina Franklin, and a gay guy. We don't know his name.
And the girl from the audience. Anyhow, that show was great. The whole festival was a lot of fun. Moon Tower. We had a great time. We broke even. We did 1,000 shows and broke even.
Yeah, we made no.
But then again, we flew our daughter down and we put our dog in the kennel. That cost, I never know what it cost.
That was too many days. That was too many days for her.
Well, they're going to probably want us to do, would you bang them in Montreal, most likely.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you will.
No.
You will.
No.
Here's the deal with Bonnie that's really bothering me. Like now, you know, she's a vegan and so is Raina. So the other night I said, let's have spaghetti. She said, well, I don't eat that. Why should I make it? But there's things I do.
First of all, that's not what I said.
Yes.
What I said was,
don't get mad. Tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth. This is the truth. He said, he goes, I would like, he doesn't say, could we have this in a nice way? He goes, it might be nice to have some spaghetti with meat sauce once in a while.
I did not. You're already lying and exaggerating.
No, that's what he said. And then I said, the ingredients are available to you at any time. Go ahead and make it.
Yeah. See, but you're making dinners. And now you're only making dinners that you and Raina eat.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. You're only making dinners that you two eat.
That's what happens when people, you eat what's made or
you make your own. No, that's wrong. That's not how an operation runs. If we have a business and everybody has...
Don't take the phone.
Oh, just talk. This is important.
Oh, come on.
Hey, what's up?
I'm not doing it.
Wait. Good. Let me call you. We're doing our podcast.
Why did you answer if you're just going to hang up?
All right. Bye.
Who are you?
That's very important.
Who was it?
It doesn't matter.
But why'd answer? There's a voicemail. You have an assistant in your phone. It takes messages. Yes. And also, 20 minutes from now, they don't even have to leave a message. You look on your phone. Oh, right. So-and-so called. Let me call them back. It's a secretary taking messages for you. If you want to go business analogy, there's one for you.
Well, anyhow, it's not fair.
Well, anyhow.
Oh, is that your comeback? Well, and you're going to repeat what I say? Fucking idiot. You know, it's not fair. Well, you want it, you make it. Well, I'm doing other things.
Rich, you can, first of all, very occasionally I will make you a meal with meat in it, as you know, but I'm not doing it every night.
I didn't say every night. One time I said, let's have spaghetti and meat sauce. I said it last week or something.
You could have made it last night.
I don't make it as good as you.
That is not true.
Yeah.
You've been when I was making meat sauces for your spaghettis, every single time we had it, you would say, I make this better.
I never said that once.
You'd say, oh, I put a little sugar in the sauce.
Yeah. Makes it sweet. It makes it a lot better than yours.
See?
Yours is dry, but it's good.
Okay, well, listen.
But you know how to put other
ingredients. Why don't you just go vegan? Then that would solve all your problems.
Because nobody likes vegans.
Oh, really?
Well, except other vegans.
I really, do you give a shit if people like you or don't like you because you don't eat red meat?
I don't eat red meat. I haven't eaten red meat in 30 something years. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. Over 30 years.
Do you care? Listen carefully to the question. Do you care if people like you or not because you don't eat red meat?
You're right. I don't eat red meat for 30 something years.
Does it bother you?
Not at all. I don't care what people think.
There you go. Neither do I.
So that was the wrong answer. Ask me, say again, you should be a vegan.
No, I don't think you should be a vegan. I think you should stop complaining.
About what?
Or find a new solution.
No.
About the fact that nobody in this house is going to make you meat product anymore.
No. If I'm the head of the household,
you go, I got to get some stuff at Walmart. Really, what you're saying is I got to go get meat from Walmart.
No, I'm the head of the household.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm the man, the head of the household. Okay, turn on any show, Donna Reed or any My Three Sons, any show, and you'll see.
I'm not even sure I understand the references you're giving. I just know where your head is at.
What I'm saying, watch any show, you know. Lassie, any of them.
Lassie?
I'm just saying that the man...
That's about a dog.
You know, Andy Griffin, any show with, you know, the man is the head, you know, Green Acres. What I'm saying is...
Well, you're 100? Is that what you're saying?
I provide the food, you cook the food. On just the food level.
Well, first of all, you don't provide the food. Huh? Do you not get that?
What are you talking about?
Well, I buy all the groceries.
You'd buy a lot of them. I got to hand it to you.
So that's what I'm saying. I provide the food. And there's very good food in this house that you can eat.
That shit is shit. You know what she says in the morning? I think I'm going to have a bacon and avocado sandwich with her vegan bacon. It's not even close to bacon. It's not even.
You know what? They shouldn't name things after meat. That is what vegans have done wrong for a long time. And I think that's one of the reasons why people hate vegans, because they know they're being lied to. It's like, hey, you want to, I have vegan burgers in there. You know, it says like, oh, this is like a, you know, standard burger. It's not. It doesn't taste anything like a burger. Yeah. They should just call it like a vegan veg mush pile that you can put on between bread.
Yeah. So don't I'm going to have bacon. And then she, not only that, she cooks the whole package.
Yeah. Because then I can just heat it up when I want it again.
Yeah, you just heat it up when you want it again if you never heat it up.
Yesterday I made a vegan pizza and who ate half of it?
By accident. I thought it was for me and you. I only ate.
No, but you still ate half a vegan
only
pizza.
Only two pieces. He had to hold me off because I had to go to the gym and I was starving. You know, I was, whatever, you know.
Whatever, you know. Oh, like, what are you trying to say? First of all,
because I ate it doesn't mean I love it.
Okay.
I do like that.
Do you eat deep fried foods?
Not really.
But do you like them?
I don't really eat them, but yeah, I love French fries.
Okay, but you're not going to eat French fries every meal, right?
Not me.
So is it possible that you're not just, I mean, I don't know why people think like, oh, vegan, whatever. It's like, well, you're not doing it 100% because you love the vegan food. You're doing it because of so many other things. Just like you wouldn't eat shit food every single day.
No, and also too,
deep fried foods every single day, even though you love it. You don't just eat what you love. You make concessions.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at my fucking, you know, carbon footprint. I'm looking at
And your carbon footprint. Oh, don't give me that. Oh, like, God, all of a sudden you give a fuck about your carbon footprint. That's bullshit. That's, you know, oh, about your pollution and all that shit you're trying to say? All that bullshit?
Wait, you don't know why you're angry yet? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I know I'm angry. I don't my carbon footprint.
Is it because I use the term carbon footprint or because I care about my carbon footprint?
You don't care.
Or you don't know what a carbon footprint is?
I do.
Or is that what makes you angry?
It's what you do to help or destroy the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
then why do you throw used tampons out the car window? That doesn't help.
That's the only thing that I litter with is used tampons. I don't think you should flush so often.
It's just your carbon. Here's the deal.
And it's also for health reasons.
I haven't eaten red meat in 30 years. You don't have to tell me about health.
Okay, so then this shouldn't be such a big deal to you. I don't understand why this is making you angry. Honestly, it's because I'm doing something that you don't feel like doing, which
that's
is
not
fine.
True.
You don't have to do it.
I don't get mad at CrossFit.
Yeah, you do all the time. Why do you go? You shouldn't go. Don't go.
I never say don't go.
You do all the time.
Nope.
You keep saying just go to that gym.
Well, that's different. You have a gym, a good one. But you, here's the problem. You are not, you're conditioned. You're already brainwashed that you need CrossFit.
I'm not brainwashed. I enjoy it. That's
no one
it.
Enjoys it.
I do. I like it. God, is that
I go on the treadmill every day. I don't enjoy it. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's you. You're a different person. I actually, sometimes it's hard to go, but then you go, you work out really, really hard for short periods of time. And I don't know. I like it.
Hogwash.
Okay, so that's the real anger is what? Because it's just because I'm doing stuff you don't oh, feel that's like doing.
No, you just said that. I didn't
I'm
say
asking.
It. Not at all. Not
so
at
then
all.
What, I don't understand what the issue is with the vegan thing.
Because it is affecting my life. Not only vegan.
Because I'm not making you no, spaghetti well, with on, meat sauce anymore. Not is even, that why it is?
Not even vegan. Gluten, too. She doesn't eat gluten. So if we want to go out to eat, there's only no places we can go. There's none. Okay.
Eating out is overrated.
Okay. All she, you know, we go out to eat. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory like a couple of weeks ago. And she has like a beet salad. It's like the fucking worst looking thing on the.
It was good.
No, it wasn't good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She won't have like real dressing because it's like we're sitting there. I feel like I'm eating with like a cow, not like because she's big, because she's like grazing on a horrible salad. You know, and Rain and I are enjoying our food, even though she brainwashed Rain into being
a vegan.
I didn't
brainwash her. Yeah. I never did.
Yeah. She does what you do. She acts like you. She's you.
I'm sorry that we hang she's out you. A lot.
Yeah,
you know.
She picks up. She was walking like you the other day. I go, this is crazy. And then she did a joke and she moved like you after the joke. I'm like, what the hell? Can I get away from her? You know, so.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We hang out a lot. I probably picked up as much from her as she has from me. She's very funny.
She is funny. I'm going to move on from the subject. What I'm saying is you guys got to get it together.
So you hate it when we were like yesterday, we were singing that song and stuff.
No, that was funny. You guys were having a good time. You're singing a song, you know.
I'm a very good bad boy.
But you're teaching her how to be racist.
No, that's the song.
In an Indian voice.
The guy is Indian who sings the song.
Oh, so he's allowed to sing it in his voice.
Well, I can't be like, well, I'm a very good bad boy. It's not as funny.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a comparison. Without sounding like, you know, some kind of racist or something.
Well, because his sister, we think it's his sister, yells in the YouTube video, goes, tell me, what do you think of yourself? And then he goes, he sings. It's just, I can't.
What?
So we just walk around all day going, tell me, what do you think of yourself?
What else is going on? What else is going on?
You think that's racist?
I don't know. I don't care. If
it's hard to know. She.
Somebody
she,
would figure out a way it's racist. Somebody
made,
would.
Well, she made
some social. What do they call them?
Social justice warriors.
Yeah, I call them.
So she wanted like, you know, whatever. I put 25 braids, maybe 30 in her hair. You know, little tiny braids, and then. We were going to go to the store, but I couldn't let her go to the store like that.
Why?
Because I was worried that it's like appropriation or people get mad now.
I don't care. No one owns braids.
I mean, people do.
No, they don't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
So I can't wear a bow tie or then I'm in the Nation of Islam if I wear a bow tie?
I don't know.
No. You can wear braids. And if someone has a problem with it, tell them to come to me.
No, but that's the thing is it's not whether I believe it's a problem or not. It's that you don't want to get into an issue. You don't want to like, you just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you don't.
So you want like if somebody like glares at you, you'd be like, oh, brother. What if somebody took a picture and put a look at this mom with this kid?
Who did that?
No, I'm saying, what if someone did?
Well, then you would go, you know what? Fuck off. Do you have a kid? Do I tell you how to do your kid's hair? Are you that, you know? Arrogant or that such a narcissist you could tell other people how to do their kids' hair?
No, no.
And she cannot wear pigtails. If she wears pigtails, is, you know,
Yes, yes. What? What?
Little Debbie's going to get mad at her.
Who's Little Debbie?
The fucking, you know, the cupcakes or whatever that her hair. Is Wendy going to get mad at her?
Oh, God.
She has pigtails.
I can't have this conversation.
Is Wendy going to get mad at Wendy's?
No.
You know what I mean? No one owns a hairstyle, in my opinion.
Well, we're supposed to boycott Wendy's now.
Why?
I don't know. It's somebody's fa- every day. It's like another fucking post about who we're supposed to boycott or cancel. Wendy? Because something about they don't care if their workers get raped, but it's not the workers here. It's like wherever they get food from, I guess.
Well, and also too, Nutella uses, you know, Brazil. No, not Brazil nuts. Some nuts from a country in, where they, you know, pay
the
their
Nutella
workers,
nut?
Pay their workers like
garbage,
a nickel a week or something. You know, they're all fucking.
So we're supposed to cancel Nutella?
Well, you know,
that shit is good.
I'm sick of reading about how much money Biso is. You know, now he's making like 40 million or 400 million because he bought stock in Uber and they're going public. You know, so now he's going to make another.
Yeah, but he just like makes money doing nothing. How many billions does he have? Like $100 billion.
He's got the richest man in the world.
That's why they go, I'm going to go to outer space. I'm going to go to the bottom of the ocean. I'm going to like, because they have too much money to even.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give it to the poor people?
I don't know. They were quick to.
If they gave it to poor people would spend it again on their company.
They were too quick, you know, to fix Notre Dame Cathedral. You know, money came flying in, millions.
Yeah.
The day it burned, millions.
I heard over a billion.
You know, but yet, you know, the worst is there's people starving around this world. No one should go to bed fucking hungry. It's right. Unbelievable.
Unless you're dieting like we are.
No, it's just, you know, I don't know. If I had that type of money, I would have I would open a soup kitchen right at outside here. And I would feed families. That's what I would do, feed families.
You're even low budget in how you fucking gonna give back to the community.
How?
Really? A food kitchen? Why don't you give money to the schools and to the...
Fuck the schools. They get money from taxes. They get enough money from our taxes.
Then how come some schools have a lot more stuff than other schools?
Because there's higher taxes in certain areas than others.
Because people donate. That's why.
Well, probably people donate too. But there's higher taxes in certain areas than other areas. So they have better schooling systems.
Buddy, you know,
and there's more
still,
homeowners. There's
I'm
more.
Start a soup kitchen.
There's more homeowners.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start a trade in your sneakers area for homeless people.
What?
Trade in your sneakers.
They don't have to bring old ones. I'll give them new ones without.
I'll give you some new sneakers.
And throw in a pair of socks too. I hate these companies that go, "Oh, we donate a pair of socks for every socks we sell."
Yeah.
And we already sold 10 million pairs, we donate. Yeah, because you made enough profit off of that pair you sold to send a pair to fucking some third world country, you know?
Yeah.
And I hate when companies do that. They go,
well, that's a better system than I hate when companies money.
No, I know when they're going, if you buy ours, we'll send a pair. They're still saying they're making profit. You know, they're not giving nothing away.
McDonald's just asks you to give it more money, and then they take all the money that you, the change that you give in those things, and then they go, "Oh, look how much money we made for McDonald's House." You didn't make that money. You didn't give that money.
You don't know. They might be matching that money. I'm sure McDonald's is donating. I don't know. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say that, but I hate companies that buy this and we'll donate. No, fuck you.
Just
you
donate.
Just donate. Without, you know,
we're
clean
done?
For every place that we sell.
I feel like we're at the end.
Well, no, we're only at 32 minutes.
Well, you're already starting your, come on. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I brought up all the topics so far. Moon Tower, you not cooking. You bring up a topic. Let's go. Chop, chop. Topic. You know, we have one of the hottest podcasts out there. Let's keep it going.
What should we talk about?
Well, it's really
we haven't had a read in so long. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened?
Didn't our company get moved?
Yeah, they moved to another, to a bigger, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that.
What if our podcast's not even going out anymore? We don't know.
Well, we did a thing, a shoot together.
Yeah.
Right? Did you enjoy that? I shot 6 episodes of branded content. I put Rich in one of them. Right? And I forced myself to be in it too, which I didn't want to.
No, they forced you to company.
I mean, that is really the truth.
It was good. We were good. I didn't learn.
When we're done, I always think of 1,000 things we could have done.
That's everything.
Well, that's everything. Your brain doesn't think of that beforehand.
I thought I was kind of funny.
You were. You were good.
You know, I like ad-libbing. I got an audition tomorrow. I'm just going to ad-lib it.
But shouldn't you now talk about, you know?
Oh, your thing? You're a good director. Bonnie's a good director. Because she would look at the monitor and go, yep, close it up. Bring it in closer. Yep, take it away. Side. All right, let's get that. Let's get the reverse.
Well, I did. That was the first. No, that's not the first time directing myself, but it was.
Why? You directed a commercial. You directed a lot of things.
For myself. Me in my own thing.
Oh.
Which is also not true because I directed me in Women Aren't Funny and I directed me in the other project, but just for a minute. But I don't like directing me and stuff because then I have to look at myself all the time.
And well, now you know how I feel.
Haha.
Yeah, she was pretty good. I feel sorry for that guy. He always plays tennis by himself.
It's a girl.
I mean, that girl. Plays by himself. Raina should go out and play with him.
All right. It's a her. Why do you keep saying him? You keep doing it. I just said it's a her.
Do you know her name? Did you ever?
Yeah, no. Raina and her friend both know her. They know her name.
Do they play with her? Quit barking.
And no, they don't like her. They don't think she's nice.
She's mean?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, well. All right. Let's do 5 more. What can we do for 5 minutes? Get through this. Hello? Talk about your directing abilities and what you directed.
Oh, I can't talk about it because it would just be complaints. Because, I mean, I was standing outside. You know, it was almost 10 o'clock, I guess, and it was pouring rain. And I was standing there with a, you know, umbrella over me, over the monitor. There's no, like, room to be in. And I just thought, I got to get something with money. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, you and me both.
You know, not even for my own pocket, but for the production. You know, you see these setups of the way... People like the Game of Thrones thing when they found there's a coffee cup in there. You know about that?
Yeah.
Achoo.
Bless you.
Achoo.
Somebody got fired.
Excuse me.
Well, they already done.
Well, they don't know who left it there. Yeah.
But it's somebody's job to look up, to know that
the director.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like they've got millions of dollars for each episode and, you know, we're doing it like for nothing, trying to make stuff as good, you know.
Wait, you're comparing those online things to Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but sometimes I see like we did one of the scenes was supposed to be like they get caught in a protest. The car gets caught in a protest and stuff. And they didn't have any extras. There's no extras there. I needed women like holding signs. We had none. We had the actor that was going to do the speaking lines, but we had nobody else. They got nobody else for it. So we just have men from the crew. There's not even any women in the crew. So it's just men holding signs. It's like, you know, they're holding them in front of their faces. So you can't really tell, but it's like.
You can't tell by their hands.
I mean, you have to work around it, but it's like, you look at some of these movies in this,
you know, I don't know why. Whenever I see extras, I just salivate. I'm like, oh my God, look at all their extras. Look at all their extras.
Well, that fight scene last week on Game of Thrones that nobody saw.
Yeah, the radio play.
Took 11 weeks to film that.
Wow.
That fight scene.
Wow.
11 Unbelievable. Weeks. And that one fight scene. How much do you think that cost? Mm. Huh? What do you think?
I have no idea.
A couple hundred thousand? Probably about fucking...
Millions and millions.
And millions.
Yes.
And millions.
And then there's a coffee cup in it.
No, that was a different episode.
I know.
They were just... Starbucks planted that, paid them. Starbucks said, listen.
What's that called again?
Branded...
Content? No.
Placement, something.
Oh, yeah.
Product
placement.
Yeah, product placement. I was half right. All right, I'm done with this.
You really put in a lot of effort today.
I'm done. I did. I fucking did.
Well, we didn't do any fights.
Yeah, I don't want
to. We're getting hard. It's getting harder to fight.
Too tired to fight. Just too tired. We're going to get a storage unit and start putting stuff in it.
What does that have to do with being tired?
Just saying, another topic.
Do you
topic.
Think about being tired because your glasses are so dirty, like you can't see out of them, so then you think, they're really, really dirty. I've never seen anything like it.
No, my eyes are cloudy. It's not the glasses. Yeah, they are a little dirty. I clean them off. They fog up a little. That's all. Just got to go like this with your shirt. Yeah, see that?
That's a little better.
I'm going to get a storage unit. We're going to start putting some of the crap. But the stuff we have to go in the storage unit, like Raina already started putting some of her stuff in there. And, you know, some of her dolls when she was younger and her doll stuff. But if we put in a storage unit, I don't know why, because she's going to be too old for it. All that shit she packed. I mean, she did a good job cleaning her room and packing stuff, but I got to clear this house out.
No, we tell her we're putting it in the storage unit, but we could do whatever we want with it.
Yeah, well, it's already in boxes taped up.
Mm.
All right, listen, this weekend, Wednesday, I'm in Tucson, Arizona, someplace called The O, but this won't be out by Wednesday. Maybe it will, yeah, The O. Then Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix or Scottsdale, wherever, House of Comedy. Next weekend, I'm in Mass. I think I'm at Raw. It's all on my website, richfoss.com. I'm in Mass, and I'm in Vegas. Oh, I didn't even talk about my stalker in Moon Tower. I'll do that some other time.
I didn't even hear about it.
I told you about it. Remember I said I had that girl stalking me? She emailed me.
Yeah, but then you were like, I'm not going to tell you everything because I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, but I forgot. It just turned into a fight because you'll say I handled it wrong.
Well, probably.
No, not probably.
Okay, let's talk about it on the next one then.
We'll see if we remember. And I don't, you know.
Well,
whatever.
I'd like to hear about it.
Okay. But I always said, you know, oh, I never get anybody to talk to me or whatever. But that's scary when you have something like that.
May 16th, 17th, and 18th, I am at the Stress Factory Comedy Club. Get your tickets now. Saturday night will sell out. So Friday and Thursday. Bye.
Thursday and Friday, not Friday and Thursday. All right. Talk to you later. RichVoss.com, VossRoast.com. Thank you.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.